The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for Need to Know on TKR. Kip Kiefer for another week, and happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. It's a joyous week in America. We seem to be really on the fast track to getting back on the rails after the transformation of America has become a colossal flop. I'm sure that most of you are tuning in today expecting me to pontificate on everything that's happening in Washington and with the transition team for Donald Trump. We talked about it last week. There's been tons more appointments, but I've got a different subject this week. I'm going to go a different direction because I know everybody will be mindful when I bring this up. Of this reality and what we are watching collectively as an American society now. And I'm just going to tell you that I'm not usually comfortable tackling subjects that I am not expert on. And I'm not expert on this subject. But I have to tell you, the Kip Kiefer alarm bells have been activated big time in the last couple of weeks, and I've started doing a lot of research and reading, and I'm still kind of catching myself up and familiarizing myself with this topic. But I still thought it was worthwhile today on the program to talk about it because it's just surrounding us and we're being pounded by it. And it's kind of interesting. I don't hear anybody anywhere in media, in news, in analysis, in talk shows. I hear nobody talking about this subject except for from a political aspect, which I'll bring to mind in just a minute. But the subject that I want to talk about today is this very strange complete barrage of advertisements, of direct phone solicitations, robocalls, this time of year for about a two-month period on this ridiculous, relentless, nonstop assault, begging you, pleading with you, especially if you are on Medicare as a senior, to become enrolled in the Advantage plan, which is Part C in your Medicare coverage. And these are not commercials, you know, just on the Golden Girls or shows, geared toward senior audiences. These are on football games. These are on news programs. These are, if you flip around the dial, there's some schmuck coming on constantly telling you that you need to take advantage right away of this tremendous opportunity to get extra benefits from your Medicare coverage. And, you know, the dirty little secret here that I am very mindful of is that when you watch these spots and hear these solicitations, it is billed that it's Medicare. It's the government talking to you that you need to take advantage of these great plans that Medicare offers you. You automatically, when you have to sign up at 65, get the programs of Plan A and B. Plan A is like hospital coverage. Plan B is the healthcare costs, insurance, prescriptions, and all the doctor's fees and things like that. But at C is like elective plans that you can get in addition to your regular Medicare coverage, which, by the way, you and your employer pay for throughout your working career. Money is deducted, of course, from every paycheck that theoretically funds your coverage when you reach retirement age. And also, your employer has to put in their FICA contributions that also goes into these retirement trust funds, Medicare, Medicaid for people that are that have not had lucrative careers and need special assistance from the government. It's basically a welfare program for the elderly. But, you know, that's not the point. The point is why this obsessive barrage of advertisement and direct phone solicitation. And I had a listener to my football show on the weekend. We have a regular guest on, and I found this kind of amusing. This was obviously a gentleman of elderly status. I got a tweet yesterday, a direct message tweet, from one of my listeners to my Sunday show, The Morning After, on Jocks 94.5 Birmingham, which is a shameless plug, runs from 9 to 11 and has some of the best content of any sports show. If you're into college football and you're not listening to The Morning After, you are missing a grand opportunity to catch up with Terry Quillian and I every Sunday. But anyway, I get this tweet from a guy. We have a regular caller. He's a regular on the Paul Feinbaum show, many sports talk shows around the Southeast. His nickname is, well, his initials are JK. I don't know what that stands for. But he goes by on our show, Bama Hater. He is a guy that is not a fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide. He's actually a Miami Hurricane fan. He's not a fan of the SEC. He's one of those guys that calls and stirs up everybody's emotions because he came on early in the year and boldly predicted Alabama would not be a playoff team. I'm not going to get too far down the tracks, but let's just say Bama Hater is very antagonizing to a lot of our regular listeners and creates a tremendous amount of reaction. So I get this tweet, a direct message on X from a gentleman that said, you know what? I am actually in a position right now that I would rather listen to the tens to 15 robocalls I get every day from these Medicare solicitors trying to get me to sign up for additional benefits I would rather listen to them than Bama Hater. Which just tells you that this runaway kind of industry of the most aggressive solicitation. And when I read that, it just kind of triggered in my mind after watching a morning full of commercials for this same enterprise. And I realized, you know what? I am aware of this. This is not the government calling you. This is not Medicare contacting you. These are private healthcare companies and healthcare insurance providers, which are owned by the mega healthcare companies. These are the people that are soliciting you. These are the people that are advertising nonstop. I was watching the news this morning, and I don't think I've ever seen this in all the years that I've watched television. There were back-to-back 60-second full-scale commercials, back-to-back, the exact same spot. And it wasn't a technical error. I've seen it before, and I just didn't really pay that much mind to it. But when it happened again this morning, it really triggered my desire to go ahead and familiarize you with what I think is something that we all should be asking questions of. This is not the government. These are private healthcare companies and healthcare insurance providers that are in charge of these, because your federal government that you've paid into all your life for these benefits when you retire are in league. It's a public/private enterprise. These are agents for the federal government, private healthcare companies offering additional benefits and billing it as some kind of Medicare benefit. The only Medicare benefit is these healthcare companies turn around and bill Medicare for anybody who signs up for these programs. I don't know how much of the funding is geared toward the trust fund that, once again, you pay into all of your career to be funded in your retirement years. But these are not part of the government plan. These are private companies. And it really begs the question, What kind of deal is this? And in the reading that I've done last night and this morning, I have discovered some very disturbing facts. One of those is that Medicare, just the administrative costs for your government to run Medicare, that's of course the thousands of employees that staff that agency, the costs of their compensation and benefits and whatever else, and God only knows how much office space and equipment and everything else. It's about $94 billion per year. $94 billion per year. The cost last year of Medicare was in terms of what that particular agency paid out, including the administrative costs, which is about 11% of this total expenditure, $863 billion. $863 billion, mostly that's benefits paid out, but it also is reimbursements to healthcare providers, these partners that are billing themselves as Medicare, begging you to sign up. And a dirty little secret I uncovered is that a lot of government efficiency experts are speculating that anywhere from around $100 to $150 billion in overbilling of the government for the services that these healthcare providers are providing are billed into this benefit. So probably only about $500 million of that is actual benefits paid out to the customers, the beneficiaries, which is kind of a loose term in this case, of people getting reimbursed for their medical costs and hospitalization in these programs, and all these supplemental programs where doctors, you wonder when you go to the doctor why they want to do tests for everything, because they tack that onto the bill and send it on to the healthcare provider who marks it up. You ever see fees on your cable bill or your insurance payments? It'll say administrative fee or supplemental fee. The markup on all of these services that these private companies are billing the government then for reimbursement, they're tacking on those fees for the trouble of their companies being engaged in this particular industry. And it's lucrative as hell for them, or they wouldn't be bending over backwards and frantically in this sign-up period every year trying to get people on board. You don't get this kind of just breathless, endless array of barrage of please sign up for these great benefits. There's things that you can really benefit from if you just elect to go with Part C of Medicare coverage. Part C has nothing to do with the government other than the fact that private healthcare companies bill the government for the services you sign up for. So $150 billion plus $94 billion in administrative fees, out of the $863 billion that was expended last year by Medicare, if you add those two numbers up, that's about $240 billion of the 863 that is going out. And I don't know what else the partnership. Perhaps the healthcare companies even get more incentives, more direct payments out of that 863, because I've seen estimates that the money paid to the beneficiaries is only somewhere in the $500 to $600 billion range. So that leaves a lot of wiggle room of another $300, $350 billion that's being divvied up between all the entities that are involved in this industry. Now, let me tell you some other facts that I've uncovered about the private healthcare industry in these situations. If you notice in the commercials, you need to listen carefully. Part C, the Advantage plan in the Medicare benefits offers people in certain zip codes or people, and there might be additional benefits in your area. And if you look at the bottom of the screen, there's a little disclaimer that says these benefits may not be available in all areas. So you need to call this number and go over with a licensed insurance agent. This is the language used in these spots. A licensed insurance agent will familiarize yourself with benefits that may be available in your area or in your zip code. And it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes or Inspector Clouseau to figure out what that means. What that means is they are trying to cherry pick people from high income situations that have had premium medical care or statistically are better risks for them to put on these plans because they are probably not as prone to major disease than people in lower income areas who have not had supreme health care. They're cherry picking the very best people they can find for these benefit packages because they're like, that's what insurance is. They're gambling on people taking care of themselves. They're making an investment that those people have enough sense of self-preservation where they're not going to be constantly standing in line with their handout looking for medical benefit. So the cherry picking of the prime candidates who are probably the healthiest people statistically and the whole zip code in your area just tells a huge tale of their assessment of if we can get people in like the most exclusive areas like Beverly Hills and Metro Washington, D.C. with these government employees who are not only benefiting in retirement from Medicare, but also from lucrative federal government programs. If they can cherry pick these people to sign up for these Advantage plans, it's just going to be a cash cow because they're not going to use a lot of them. Now, of course, there's always exceptions, but everything in insurance is based on probability. So this isn't the government. This is private enterprise partnering with the government, and that alone should set off alarm bells. Now, listen to this nefarious one. There are tons of people on these plans that go through medical procedures, and this is even in regular Medicare situations, that find out that they are being denied coverage because Medicare really farms all of their benefits out to the private healthcare industry. They are partners. And the private healthcare industry is the determining factor when you have a procedure that your healthcare advisors think you need to have taken care of and you are denied coverage. It's not Medicare. It's not the government that's denying you coverage, not the $94 billion in administrative costs for people working in Washington, mostly from homes, since government workers pretty much have not come back to work since COVID in 2022. These are people sitting at home watching TV all day and collecting a check for God knows what they do in terms of their job. The denials come from the private healthcare providers, and this is the one that really threw me over the top. They are turning now more and more to artificial intelligence, AI, to put in all of the details of people's requests for benefits for certain procedures, and AI is assessing whether or not it's in the healthcare provider's best interest to honor those claims or to deny them. So we're putting all the data into a computer and letting it make the decision while we're paying all these people in Washington to run Medicare and all these individuals in the healthcare industry and these major conglomerate healthcare organizations and insurance providers. If this doesn't kind of tweak your attention, you really need to kind of reprogram your mind because, we just kind of shrug and accept all of this stuff without asking questions. Now, my great hope in this, one other factor too, you also see a lot of commercials for, quote, supplemental health insurance. That's companies like Aflac and others that will offer you coverage in the event you get denied coverage by other providers. Nick Saban and Deion Sanders right now, back to football celebrities, are on board for that, telling you all the great benefits of supplemental insurance. A lot of the companies that are offering supplemental insurance have been bought up by, you guessed it, the major healthcare companies who are making money hand over fist. It is probably the most lucrative private business right now in this country is the healthcare business, with the population getting elderly and continuing. It's the best bet in the world that elderly people are going to need healthcare coverage. So supplemental insurance is just another way to get in the pockets of people that are concerned that they're not going to be covered. So with all that knowledge and all that information, and that's just scratching the surface, because again, I wish I was more expert on this, but it has really gotten my attention, because it just gives you the whole sense of, and I'm filled with hope that the new government efficiency group, which is being led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, two of the basically smartest guys on the planet. They both are self-made billionaires with their savvy investment and their amazing knowledge of so many different things. You listen to either of these guys talk and you're just blown away by the genius and expertise they have. Probably my most prideful accomplishment of the entire year was twice on X being reposted by Elon Musk on things that I expressed on comments and posts that I've made on X this year. And to get a notice that you've been reposted by Elon Musk is quite a notable accomplishment, and probably as significant as anything I've achieved all year. So these guys now are tasked with coming in and assessing the spending patterns, the efficiency, the staffing, the very fundamentals of the federal government. This has been way overdue. Conventional businesses get audited all the time. The entity I run, the Birmingham Racing Commission, we are required by law to have an annual audit of all of our activities. Any sensible business interest is, but government? No. The Pentagon, the spending at the Pentagon, triggered by, remember the big scandal back in the 80s when somebody uncovered some expense reports from the Pentagon that they had spent something like, you know, $800 for a stapler, or, for a conference table, $75,000. When some of those expenses started coming to light, they actually started ordering audits on the Pentagon. The Pentagon, and nobody knows this, in 8 of the last 9 federal audits, and I don't know how often they do that, but 8 of the last 9 audits, there were major inconsistencies, and basically that you get kind of a rating or a grade for the efficiency of the expenditures based on your budget and based on your actual costs. And the Pentagon has failed, has gotten a failing grade, has gotten a negative rating 8 out of 9 years. And the Congress accepts those reports, does nothing about it, doesn't change anything, doesn't demand that people be replaced, doesn't call for the reduction of the bloating and the overstaffing and the waste and the fraud and corruption, frankly, because, you know, a lot of that money is getting siphoned off into all kinds of side gigs and different things that are fattening people up. But the point is that this group, this Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy group, have the ability to go in and turn everything upside down and look at Medicare and Social Security, but they can't even mention those things by name. You're hearing all of the things that this new government efficiency group is going to look at, and people are just focusing on frivolous costs like $1 million that was recently committed for a study to see if certain kind of fish react differently if under the influence of cocaine. What the hell is that going to accomplish? There's so much of this ridiculous tack-on stuff in every conventional piece of legislation that's passed, the waste in government spending on just absurd programs that are pet projects for people who, somebody who knows somebody, a good friend of a certain legislator, something in their state, some kind of frivolous business interest or study. They just tack this stuff on by the multitudes onto these bills, and it just goes unnoticed. That's what people are kind of stressing, that, okay, yeah, they're going to look at all this, but they're going to run into this furious resistance from the government bureaucracy. Well, the fact that there's furious resistance from the government bureaucracy is the problem. That is exactly what they need to attack, not the frivolous spending, the government bureaucracy that's responsible for it. That's what they need to do. And this private-public partnership between Medicare, which is the second biggest expenditure item in our government, like I say, last year, $863 billion. That's what really needs to be completely turned inside out. And it doesn't require an audit. It requires an enema. We need to really clean this thing out from the depths of it and find out where all this money is being expended and how much is being frivolously wasted with bloated administrative levels and spending that's just not justified, like up to $150 billion in overbilling and tack-on fees from private insurance to the government Medicare fund. So just some food for thought today. I'm not going to ramble on much longer because, again, I just scratched the surface in my knowledge, but you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to educate myself thoroughly on this so I can share, while I have a forum, as much information as I can, because there are so many things that people here walking around in this country don't ever think about that we are just, you know, again, you, me, Tony Curry, everybody listening to this show is the government. It's of the people, by the people, for the people. This is our government, and we're just looking the other way while fraud and corruption and wasteful spending and just corruption and everything you can possibly say is going on, and nobody pays any attention to it. I've asked you repeatedly, why doesn't it bother you as an American that a guy can go into a career in Congress or in the United States Senate and emerge after five or six terms, go in a person of average means like Joe Biden was when he started his 50-year career in the federal government, and now Joe Biden owns $2-3+ million homes in Delaware that he paid cash for. His estimated net worth is something in the neighborhood of $19 or $20 million. This is for a government worker. This is for a public servant. You know, Harry Reid was bankrupt 2 years before he became a senator from Nevada. He was elected six times. He served 36 years. When he left the Senate, he was worth a purported $40 million. Where does that money come from? Why doesn't that bother you? These people are not engaging in public service. They're engaging in self-service. And this is important information that you absolutely, desperately need to know. I'm Kip Kiefer. Again, have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope I didn't put a damper on it, but you got to think about these things because, again, you and me, we are the government. This is our government, and let's just hope that these guys are powerful enough and influential enough and motivated enough to turn this thing around and get this country back completely on the track that it was intended to be by our founding fathers and what the Constitution dictates, because everything in the, quote, fierce and powerful federal bureaucracy was not conceived in those original thoughts and needs to be reformed and cleaned up. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy all the family, food, and football. Nothing's more American than this week, and I can't wait for it. And I appreciate everybody listening to Need to Know.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.